Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Ass clown.
Did you hear that?
I heard that.
You're worried the button didn't work. The old ass clown.
Ass clown.
It's back. Thank you, texters. I broke out the machine
again.
Now
we're going to have kids. The kids are like, where's it been, Uncle Joe? The old fart.
It's back.
What do you got for us today, Hollywood?
All right, Joe. LeVar Ball can't avoid the headlines no matter what happens. So we're going to bring him in here. Fantasy football leagues like to have punishments for their last place player.
Yeah, we got into ours, too.
Yeah, so you'll learn about this, Joe, if you ever finish last place.
No, nose and rose next year,
career.
Yeah.
I don't plan on finishing last.
No, not nose.
You did
either.
When you paired up with me, but we didn't have a punishment except for the financial loss.
Thank you for being honest. Yeah.
So a league out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, decided they wanted to make one of the 22-year-old members of their league, the guy who finished in last place, get a gigantic LeVar Ball tattoo on his leg.
Oh, my God.
Now, tattoos are not new to fantasy football losers, but this guy has a big picture of LeVar Ball, and it's on his lower legs. You can see it when he's wearing shorts.
Oh, God.
I think ours in
that
my
would
big
be,
league.
You know what? That's about as much punishment as you can give somebody.
God. Can you imagine going into that last week of the season that you and another team almost in last place? I would literally do everything I could not to lose.
So does everybody do that in those leagues?
In ours, I believe it's a $75 fine that you got to buy lunch for everybody for the draft next year.
I like that.
I think that's what it is for ours. But not a tattoo of LeVar Ball.
No, that's for life.
Oh, my God.
That's for life. All right, what else you got?
We have some rough ones in our league. Like the guy who is in last place this year, he's a vegan. We're going to make him eat a steak.
Oh, my God.
We all meet up for the draft.
Oh, that's just
he's like a
torture.
Real strict vegan. Like, he doesn't eat any meat. We're going to make him eat a full steak.
Is he really?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, right?
Always been like that, or?
No, ever since he got married.
Oh, you know what happened there.
Boy, love does that to
wifey.
All right, guys, we actually stay in Tuscaloosa for our second story here. So I think our first two stories ever from Tuscaloosa. The UCF fans have put up a billboard that says, "Congratulations, Alabama. How about a home-and-home series with UCF?" I don't know what's lame, but the billboard or the fact that it costs just $1,600 to put one up in Tuscaloosa because it's such a crappy place.
Wow, it's like 10 grand here.
Yeah.
$1,665 gets you a billboard in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Well, I can tell you, if UCF wants to play him at home and on the road, that's two losses. They won't have to worry about going undefeated.
Well, isn't it a year too late now if they play him next season? Like, this was their team this year.
New coach. Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
By the way, the new coach. We got to work on personality with
Josh Heupel.
Oh. Yeah. A little something there.
Not like Frost. I didn't hear much from Frost.
It's one thing when you're quiet and you're a rookie quarterback. It's another. Like, they interviewed him during the last game and, like, wake up!
Next story. Here's the first thing that ever has come good has come from the Kardashian show, Joe.
What's that?
Kim Kardashian, in one of the episodes, is visiting a place called the Alexandria House, which is a shelter for homeless women and kids in Los Angeles.
Very nice. Yeah, very nice.
Brandon Albert, who apparently watches the show, saw this and was inspired and made a $1 million donation to the Alexandria House.
Wow. Did he really?
It's a great story here, and they're going to be able to build like a brand new complex from this that's going to accommodate another 600 people, something they were not even close to being able to do before this donation, it says. So it's a really nice story, and keeping up with the Kardashians has
and Brandon
inspired
watches.
Him. Yeah, just like you.
Hey, first of all, back off. I don't watch. I am aware of stuff that goes on because the Kardashians are in our life every day, somehow.
Brandon Albert watches the Kardashians, huh?
Damn.
And you don't like the LeVar Ball stuff.
Damn. What's LeVar Ball have to do with the Kardashian?
I don't know. Steve Kerr called him the Kardashian of the NBA.
He did say that.
Ass clown.
Guys, Oscar De La Hoya is off the hook for his DUI. He was pulled over in Pasadena, 2 a.m. Back last January, so his case is finally coming up here.
What guy drinking, man?
He was a mess when they got him out of this car. Now, he must have had a very good attorney because he dodged both of the counts here of DUI. De La Hoya was facing up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine if he was convicted.
I hope he's okay.
Me too.
I always liked him when he used to be a fighter. It was fun to watch his fights. I hope he's okay.
And remember the pictures came out of
Conor
that guy?
McGregor, isn't he?
He wants to fight Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor's not going to make that happen.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
He'll waste his time on that.
Yeah, Oscar,
he's got better things to do.
You know, Oscar's got to clean the stuff up.
Yeah, I was going to say, Golden Boy needs to start by just staying clean for a while. Stay away from the vodka, tequila, and all that stuff.
Anything with booze related.
Yes. Yeah.
One more story here, guys. Have you heard about this new Tonya Harding movie?
Yeah, I have.
Margot Robbie is the lead in this one, playing Tonya Harding. Now, it's going to be released all over the country on the 19th. So next week, this movie will be released. It's been released at some theaters throughout. So she, Tonya Harding, is going around and doing a little promoting for this movie. She went on the Piers Morgan show, and things got a little bit interesting.
You know, I respect you for trying to ask these questions. However, yeah. I am really here just to talk about the future and what it means. My movie now, to me, is going to help so many people to realize that it is okay to ask for help. It took me so long to be able to ask for somebody to help me.
Tonya, let me just interrupt a moment.
Why I'm here speaking to you today.
Well, I know that maybe it suits you to play the victim, but I think the victim in all this wasn't you. It was Nancy Kerrigan, who had her Olympic dream shattered quite literally in her legs.
I believe that we all... Thank you so much. I appreciate being on your show, but I think I'm going to have to say have a good night.
You're going to end the interview because I think that Nancy Kerrigan was the victim here, not you.
You weren't letting me finish. I think that many people are the victims of abuse every single day.
Wait a minute.
She didn't want to talk about her situation. She wanted to talk about everybody else. Why me? Remember when she got hammered?
Yes.
I thought she was going to say it would have been great. She goes, yes. Never hire a bodyguard or anything like that that will go in and smack the competition and knock them out. So
isn't it weird, though, that we're putting Tonya on this like pedestal and she hired a dude to knock out her competition and now we're making movies about her and like feeling bad for her?
By the way, she's getting paid.
I agree with Piers.
She's getting paid on that stuff and
she's getting cash off this.
Let me just say this real quick. Now, while you would think this movie would be a huge piece of crap,
yes,
it actually got an 89% rating on
Rotten
Tomatoes.
I can't believe it.
89% of critics have enjoyed this movie.
I mean, this...
I won't.
This,
that's a lot of fresh tomatoes.
Tonya Harding is a crazy person, and we're treating her like she's the victim. She hired a dude to knock out her competition.
Right. That's when
we heard. Let's make a movie about her.
That's when we heard the famous
"Why me?
Like, what happened? This is crazy."
I thought it was crazy the other night when I put on the Golden Globes and she's sitting at the table with all the A-listers. Hey, look, there's Tonya Harding on the red carpet. She's a wacko.
Yeah.
Let's get her on for that interview.
Whatever happened to the old boyfriend, or was it her husband? I guess she married him. Didn't she marry him at some point, or just the boyfriend? Can't remember if they. What happened? He was nuts too.
He was crazy. The big dude that hit her.
The big dude was.
Yeah, he was nuts.
He was nuts.
And the movie isn't very flattering, by the way. I saw some of the pictures of Margot Robbie, you know, dressed as Tonya Harding.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's tough to make her ugly, but they succeeded.
Yeah, Robbie's a smoke show, man. Tanya's just
you guys.
Wow.
Oh man, you're a tough group today.
I mean, come on.
Listen,
let's make a movie.
I'm not looking to date somebody like Tonya.
I hope not. She's a wacko. Let's make a movie about the girl that hired some dude.
First of all, I wish Tonya was dating Hollywood. They were together.
Oh, that's a match made in heaven.
Kick his ass. Oh,
it's a match made in heaven. Hollywood, what happened last night? I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah. Wait, hey, Hollywood, you got a black eye today. What
I fell down the steps. I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, I was watching that interview. She does look like a handful.
Oh, come on.
She's
handful.
She tried to play the role boy, and she got busted. Yeah, she may want to be careful while she's getting paid.
Walking down the red carpet like she's look at me, I'm the star.
Right.
What?
People are going, wait a second.
Like, are you kidding? She's nuts.
That was a train wreck, man. That was bad stuff.
Made a movie about a train wreck. It works.
You gonna see the movie?
No, I'm not going.
Oh, yeah.
I could tell you I will not.
89 Rotten Tomatoes? Holy moly.
Zach's one of these guys. He loves all this stuff. He loves the made-up Brady, Belichick stuff. He loves the conspiracy theories because if it ever happens, he's like, I knew it.
Told you.
Loves all that stuff.
Told you.
I think you like the LeVar Ball stuff, too.
I don't. I love it.
Hey, we got
LeVar Ball's going to be president of the United States.
Yeah.
10 years.
Oh, yeah. And that company, I can't wait to see where that company's going.
He's going to run against Oprah.
That's going to be good stuff. Hey, we've got the boogeyman's going to join us. Bob Bugner's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Gilly, he went to jail. That's the dude that
yeah.
Let's make a movie about that.
Yeah, listen. Probably a lot of people are going to end up going if it's getting. I'm going to pass, though.
Hi, Tanya.
I'm going to skip.
That's what it is?
How's Nancy look? I always thought Nancy was a good-looking lady. How'd she?
I don't know if she aged well.
It is called I, Tanya, by the way.
I told you.
Tanya Harding did not age well.
No, Tanya didn't. I'm worried about Nancy.
I know that. Nancy.
I'm going to look at the picture.
See how she. By the way, she had her own issues in that family.
Yeah.
Her family.
Oh, yeah.
Her family was a little messed up, too.
Wow, she doesn't look that bad.
All right.
48. She's 48 years old.
Right in my wheelhouse
there.
That's right in the old wheelhouse.
Rose.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.